CTIC Executive Director Karen Scanlon says the tour will showcase innovative ideas and emerging technologies in conservation by farmers who grow very different crops than those in the Midwest.
On the tour, we're going to be visiting vegetable farms and also see sugarcane, as well as rice-growing regions. So it's quite a variety of different crops. And in fact, the Everglades Agricultural Area leads the state in sugarcane and vegetable production, and it's a leading producer of sugarcane for the country as well. So it's a very important region for agriculture and for the conservation practices that they're working on.
And Scanlon explains why they chose Florida for this 7th annual tour.
Well, we chose Florida because of its importance for agriculture and also for the accomplishments that this best management program has achieved. It's an area that has a goal set out for it through regulation that the agricultural area must reduce the phosphorus load of the water that leaves the area by 25% compared to what enters the area. And in the years that farmers have been working on this best management practice program, they've achieved an average of 54% reduction in the phosphorus. So they're far surpassing the goal that was set for them.
Farmers, ag retailers, members of ag and conservation organizations, and more are welcome to attend this tour. More information can be found at their website. That's ctic.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.